Displacement is at the heart of the conflict?
Oh, there are other issues. But it all started when those new people felt the old carpet wasn't good enough for them. Well, my great-granny cried tears of sorrow on that precious old carpet, and my mother, God rest her soul, kneeled in the same spot at the altar for 50 years. Those holes made in the rug by her knees is sacred ground.
So, the holes in the carpet make it a holy carpet?
Why, yes. I'd never thought of it that way, but you nailed it.
Now, let me make sure I understand. You feel that the rug is more important than the people?
Well, that's a ridiculous question. Of course it is. People come and go, honey. But the rug remains forever. It's a reminder of the old paths. And the worn spots show where generations have walked the aisle to receive Jesus. And besides that, the new color scheme they want to get is horrid. Just horrid. I could never worship God standing on such a worldly and God-forsaken pattern. And my son-in-law owns a carpet outlet store, and he could have given them my color choice at cost. At least then, good taste would prevail. You'd think that being a Sunday school teacher for 20 years would carry some weight. But no, they had to listen to some fancy-schmancy professional interior decorator.
So it all boils down to the flooring, then?
Oh, there's more to it than that, of course. We're not that petty. Those same people want new padding in the pews, and to replace the old hymnals with new songbooks. Well, the padding in my pew fits my backside comfortably, and I don't want to have to break in new ones. And we've been singing out of the same songbook for 100 years, and now that's not good enough. It's like my daddy used to say before the cigarettes killed him, I'd rather fight than switch.
Something's happening. It looks as if the church is splitting. Yes, the church has developed a large divide right down the middle, and it's falling apart.